little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Appreciation for the big sibling in your life. The older brother or sister, either your older brother or sister, or just the big sibling in general in your life. Such a weird thing happened in my house over the weekend. It was so strange. I've got two kids, 9 and 11. Andrew and Matthew are their names. I don't call them 9 and 11. That would be weird. Andrew, the baby brother, they kill each other. Like they kill each other all the time. They're just constantly fighting. There's 2 years between them. They're only the two of them, and they're always fighting. They argue constantly like cats and dogs, fighting each other, fist fights, shouting, bitching at each other. There's just constantly fighting, right? But that's because they spend so much time together. They're always together. They are all like they spend more time with each other than they do even with us, their parents. Like they go to the same school. They do a lot of the same activities. They watch the same shows. They play the same games. They're just always, they live in each other's pockets, the two of them. And for their entire, well, since Andrew was born 9 years ago, nearly 10 years ago, they've never, ever, ever spent a night apart. Ever. In all of Andrew's life.
Really?
Never. Wow. No. They've always been together.
Okay.
Because if we'd go away, they'd still be together.
Mm.
Do you know, they've never been apart. Not even for a sleepover, Anthem. They've always been together. And over the weekend, Matthew was going away for the weekend on a class trip for 2 nights. He's in fifth class. Brilliant. Fantastic idea. They go off. They spend time with their friends. They go nuts. Eat sweets half the night. Have a great... They had an amazing time. This has been coming up for the last few weeks that Matthew, the 11-year-old, was going to be going away. It's like Christmas coming again. It's like Santa arriving again for Andrew. Andrew's, oh, I can't wait for him to be gone. I'm going to be an only child. I'm going to be spoiled. I'm going to have the house to myself. I can play whatever I want. I can watch whatever I want. I have no one to fight with. It's going to be amazing. And he went off on Friday evening. We dropped him off and off he went to whatever. Got home. And I thought he was messing with me, the 9-year-old, Andrew. I thought he was taking the mickey. He was doing this big, obvious, oh, I'm sad, I'm sad. Kind of like, you know, like the sad face and like not crying, but like sad and lonely. I'm kind of lonely. Can I have a hug? I'm like, oh, come on, you're taking the mickey. You're only pretending to be missing him. I swear to God, he was genuinely devastated to be without him. And he was without him until lunchtime yesterday. So he was gone from Friday evening all of Saturday. And all of most of yesterday. And the entire time he was asking, when's Matthew back? When's Matthew come? Is Matthew going to be home tomorrow? Is Matthew going to be home before we get to play our video games on Sunday evening? When's Matthew coming back? I miss Matthew. Can I have a hug? I'm missing Aunt Matthew again. It was mind boggling.
That's a good relationship.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then we were discussing it last night. And we realized Matthew, our 11-year-old, is more of a parent to that 9-year-old child than either of us will ever be. He's only 2 years older than him. There's not even 2 years in it. But he has raised that child since he himself was 2 years of age. And I suppose this is... I genuinely couldn't believe it. The pure... And they were delighted to see each other, giving each other hugs and cuddles. And so happy to see him. What did we watch, bro? I drew you a picture while you were away. Or I brought you back some cakes. I got you some cookies. It was amazing to see. Now, they're going to by this probably by now already. They're probably at each other's throats.
Yeah.
But he's his third parent. He has been there for him his entire life. So for what? Just take a moment and stop and think about the older sibling in your life. Just for a moment, think about them. But just for a moment, show the appreciation and the little bit of grow for the big bro or the big sis in your life. Because they've been there all along. You just never realised it. One of my older brothers, James, turned into my so-called mother brother, as I liked to call him since I've no sisters. He took care of me after my mum passed away when I was 16 years old. That was 35 years ago. An amazing brother and friend to this day. Love him to the moon and back from Sheila from Galway. James, you're a saint. Incredible. It's a lovely story. Marianne says, driving to Achill to visit my big sister, Sorsha. Having only one sibling, I'm lucky that I got the best one. from Mario.
There's a pattern here. It's all women sort of paying tribute to their brothers and sisters.
Well, there's Gary there. Hang on. Oh, okay. Gary?
Ray.
Gary.
About 2 years ago, I was on a life support machine in Vincent's Hospital in Dublin.
Jesus. Oh, well, I take it you're all right, because you're sending me a voice note.
I was just off the machine and I was in and out of sleep. I was really groggy. I didn't know what I was saying or doing. Anyway, my sister came to see me and we have a bit of a rocky, I suppose, relationship at times. We both butt heads. We're both a bit alike. Anyway, she came to see me and they said, Gary, your sister's here to see you. To which I replied, don't mind that bitch.
Gary!
Gary! Did the trick. It did the trick, though. That's when you know you don't get along with your sibling. When they wake you out of a coma, the mere mention.
It's just like, how long was that up to that point? Hang on. 34 seconds of like, I was on life support. I was in Vincent's hospital. She come to the hospital to see me and I was like, oh, this is going to be a lovely story. And instead,
plot twist.
He gives us a sucker punch with a zinger at the end.
Replied, don't mind that bitch. Yeah, needless to say, everyone just kind of looked, but they put it down to the medication. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, man. Thanks for your brutal honesty this afternoon. I thought it was going to be like, oh, you know, we reconciled and I suppose, you know, life's too short. And I realised as I was coming out of the coma, I looked up and there she was and I thought, you know, we'd be best pals and we've been friends ever since. No.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!